Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked very much to come. It's not that it just reminded him of Vrindavan, but in his moods of ecstasy, he saw Vrindavan. When he heard the songs of the birds, he heard the songs of the birds in Vrindavan. When he saw the different trees, he saw the trees of Vrindavan. He saw the cows, he saw the cows of Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan, here in the Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, just as several times in Chaitanya Charitamrita it was described. Gadadhar Pandit described, "My dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan, and that is Jagannath Puri." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his transcendental abode are never separated. Wherever he is, that place is the holy land of Vrindavan. Mother Sachi, when she was making her request for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make his residence in Puri, not in Vrindavan, this was precisely her argument. She said, it's like two rooms in the same house. Same house. The form of Krishna in Vrindavan, Shyama Sundara, and the form of Jagannath in Puri, the form is the same. Excuse me, the form is different. The mood is different, but the place is the same. The transcendental reason for Mahaprabhu to come here is to worship that Lord, Jagannath, who was experiencing separation from Radha in Vrindavan, while he, as Radha, was experiencing separation from Krishna in Vrindavan. And the place for that pastime was right here, in Jagannath Puri, and in the Jagannath Vallabh Gardens. As Mahaprabhu, there's one description, that as Mahaprabhu was passing through with Sankirtan, just as we were doing, because of his transcendental mood of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, everywhere he was feeling, he is in Vrindavan. Only one thing, where is Krishna? Where are you, Krishna? And with that intense longing for seeing Krishna, Krishna suddenly appeared. And Krishna smiled. And Mahaprabhu ran in the direction where Krishna was, but suddenly he vanished. And just like Srimati Radharani and the gopis after Krishna vanished before the rasa dance, Mahaprabhu, in the same mood, went running from tree to tree and creeper, asking them, "Have you seen Krishna? Where is Krishna? Surely he must have passed this way, because your foliage is so full. You must have been filled with ecstasy seeing Krishna. Which way did he go?" Asking the birds, asking the cows, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Then the Leela describes that he smelled the fragrance of Krishna. If there are any of you that need chairs, there's chairs. If you have some body requirement that says chairs are much better, please. poor fellow that brings them here and there and there and here and there. He probably is happy to have you sit on the chairs. Little seva. This is the stage of love of God. Of course, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting that Mahabhav which only Srimati Radharani and Jiva souls can never experience. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes this stage of prema in the same way, where when seeing Krishna, one desires to have millions of eyes. One wants that all one's senses become eyes. And if Krishna disappears, and then there's the fragrance of Krishna, one wants that all one's senses become instruments for perceiving Krishna's fragrance. Or hearing, one wants all one's senses to wants millions of ears. An unfolding sequence. And in a uncontrollable jubilation of heart. The attraction for Krishna is so strong. So strong. It's not, in this stage of sadhana, what's required is that our practices become so carefully done, so thoughtfully done, so devotionally done, that our desire to achieve Krishna's association gets stronger. Not just the regulative, but strengthening the desire to achieve Krishna. To be in our relationship with Krishna. To be seeing Krishna, to experience Krishna always. Experience thought of Krishna always. That's possible when the sentiments of love awaken within the heart. And then this stage of, the mature stage of prema, is this eagerness on the spiritual platform. Because one can't see Krishna, smell Krishna, hear Krishna on the material platform. Material senses cannot stretch into that realm. But spiritual senses can. If spiritual desire awakens in the heart to achieve Krishna, that spiritual sense perception also awakens. And then one can, if Krishna so desires, disclose himself. One can perceive Krishna through the senses. And that perception is so incomparable that any material attraction that may be there in a contaminated state is just gone. Gone. Without a struggle with the senses. It's gone. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur then describes in a grand crescendo, like bewildering the mind of the living entity, all the senses at once want to experience Krishna. This is Krishna Prema. And Mahaprabhu was experiencing in the Mahabhav stage as Srimati Radharani. Very mysterious, isn't it? Because he's Krishna. Wanting to see Krishna. But Krishna, in this mood of a lover of Krishna, his own devotee, in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, Krishna appeared. This is beyond the conception of the mind. It's transcendental loving dealing of the Supreme Lord who can manifest himself however he likes. Just like in Govardhan Leela, something such an attractive Leela, but just to completely take the mind beyond any worldly dimension, there's Krishna with the cowherd boys viewing the transcendental form of Krishna who devours all the offerings brought for the worship of Govardhan Hill and Krishna in the form of Govardhan Hill. Three Krishnas in different features of manifestation in the same Leela. And this is Krishna's sport, his Leela. Only it's not just like play acting, it's transcendental emotion for attracting the hearts and the minds of the devotees and those who will become devotees when hearing these pastimes in the proper mood. Same here in this very Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, Ramananda Roy, when he made his residence here in Jagannath Puri, he would regularly come. And just as we find the description in Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was in the south of India, he would do here in Jagannath Vallabh Gardens. That is, he would train dramatists and dancers to perform Krishna Leela. But it wasn't just play acting. He was in that mood. He was in the mood of a manjari, of arranging for the gopis to dance for the pleasure of Krishna. He was not on the material plane. Although he was using his body, his consciousness was not on the material plane. And similarly, by his consciousness, he was able to influence others to go beyond mundane consciousness. Just like we find this description in Srimad Bhagavatam in the first canto, when Shukadeva Goswami left home just shortly after he was born, and he went down the path past a bathing place, Vyas running after him, "Shuka, come back, come back." And as he passed the bathing place where the ladies were bathing, when Shukadeva went by, they didn't cover themselves because they understood. Ladies have this capacity to understand. He has no material attraction. He's not attracted to our forms. So although they were not clothed, they didn't cover their bodies. But when Vyasadeva went by, he's grihastha, they then covered their bodies in a proper way. Same, the Devi Dasi dancers, Ramananda Roy, touching their bodies, specifically Mahaprabhu says, touching the private parts of their bodies. And what would a man have any business doing this? In a lusty manner, there's business. But Ramananda Roy's business had nothing to do with mundane material attraction. He was preparing them for being in this mood. Their decorations, their ornaments, their fragrance. Because just like Jiva Goswami describes, when the gopis would prepare themselves for the activities of the day with Krishna, they would decorate themselves very nicely. One would assist another decorating themselves very nicely. Why? There's nothing like it in this material world. Like it in the material world is a perverted reflection, where a young girl or young boy may decorate themselves thinking, "Let me attract the opposite sex so I can enjoy." But the pleasure of the gopis was that by so decorating, the pleasure of Krishna will be enhanced. And in that mood, Ramananda Roy, here in Jagannath Vallabh Gardens, would train. Who can imagine what that performance was like? The drama of Krishna Leela being enacted under the direction of Ramananda Roy. And by the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy was very, very expert in all the matters of rasa, as he demonstrated, we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was perfectly understanding all the fine details of rasa by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and as a service to all the devotees. He stirred those emotions, the spiritual emotions, in the hearts of the residents of Jagannath Puri. And in his intimate dealings with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. In a garden very similar to this, where during the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, the cart of Lord Jagannath stops in a particular place just so that all the Vaishnavas in Puri can come and make personal offerings to Jagannath, this once a year mercy that he gives, that they can come right on the cart and make offerings to Lord Jagannath of things that they prepared in their home. And there's lots of residents in Puri, so it takes some time. And the devotees would proceed in kirtan up to that place, and in that garden, very similar to this one, a very, very wonderful, special exchange took place, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his full mercy to King Prataparudra. Now that whole leela, or the drama of King Prataparudra getting that stage of mercy, it reminds me very much of the description of Narada. This the sequence of going from a position of either obscurity, or in Maharaj Prataparudra's case, great piety, a great Hindu king, but not being the recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, how can one understand transcendental life? But step by step, the going from, because it means this becomes possible in our lives also. What are the steps that one needs to go through? Or Dhruva Maharaj, from attraction for achieving the mercy of Vishnu, but for material purposes, and going step by step to the stage of having no material desire, no material attraction, and receiving the full mercy of the personality of Godhead. However, especially in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela with Prataparudra Maharaj, he brings him to the highest stage of Braja Prem. So it's a very, very important leela. And the ingredients are very important for us to carefully consider in our own spiritual progress. There are two foremost important qualities that progressively Prataparudra manifested and increased. His eagerness for Lord Chaitanya's association and his position of humble service. So if we can extract these two things from this leela and put them in our heart, then we have the essence of Krishna consciousness, of how to make advancement. Now, that became possible by the mercy of the devotees. And that's another very, very important theme of Jagannath Puri being here. It comes out so strongly again and again. And to repeat, our effort alone, while it's necessary, is insufficient. One must receive mercy of Krishna. And even if one just gets the mercy of the devotees, somehow gets the mercy of the devotees, by serving the devotees as Prataparudra Maharaj served the devotees and served Lord Jagannath in a very sincere manner, one is sure to have one's attraction for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya grow in one's heart. And when that grows in one's heart with these requirements, eagerness for Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and very strong mood of just simply wanting to serve the devotees of the Lord, one becomes eligible for the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So listen to this pastime with that view in mind. See how these qualities come out through the unfolding of this very, very wonderful lila. We heard when we visited Gambira how King Prataparudra came to Puri after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone for his South Indian tour. He heard, this is where it starts, he heard about Mahaprabhu. We've also, somewhere along the line, we heard something. And he inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I would like to have audience with this sannyasi, even briefly. I'd like to receive his mercy in that way. That's not possible. He's gone. Why did you let him go? Such a saintly person. You should have kept him here in Puri. You can't keep the independent Supreme Lord anywhere. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he heard the authoritative statement of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and at once he accepted. Simply on your making this declaration, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I accept that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the more reason. I want, eagerness is increasing, I want his association. When he returns, can you make that arrangement? Well, I can try, but there's obstacles in spiritual life, if you haven't noticed. There's obstacles. Mainly the obstacle is our own stubborn mind, but sometimes there's apparently other obstacles. At least our mind perceives them that way. And the obstacle in this case was Mahaprabhu is a very strict sannyasi, and he will not associate with worldly people. Just very strict. But I can try. But there is something that you can do. A little service? Yes, service, service. What service? A residence for Mahaprabhu. Yes, yes, perfect place. I'll go speak to Kashi Mishra right away. Service. Humble service. And then when Mahaprabhu returned, again Prataparudra came with Ramananda Roy, because there was another service. The service was Prataparudra was to be approached by Ramananda Roy to render the service of giving him leave from his government service, which was difficult for the king, but he's got a very capable, expert person in a very important place in his kingdom. But as soon as he heard, Mahaprabhu has requested that you come to Jagannath Puri and associate with him, immediately, you're so fortunate. How fortunate you are. Mahaprabhu wants your association. Yes. Immediately, I'll make arrangements and I'll give you a full pension with an increase for doing nothing, just associating with Mahaprabhu. So he came here to Jagannath Puri, Prataparudra Maharaj, with Ramananda Roy. When Ramananda Roy met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First it was Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made this request of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, as we know, no way. How can this be done? Please consider, Sarvabhauma, you're a learned person. You know what social etiquette is. How can a sannyasi associate with a king? But he's not just a king. He's your devotee. He's so attached to you. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, don't bring this up again or you will not see me again in Puri. So, when Prataparudra came with Ramananda Roy, Ramananda Roy, he's very expert in diplomacy. That's what government people are supposed to be good at. So he didn't say, give your mercy to Ramananda Roy. He just said, such love Ramananda Roy has for you. Because Lord Chaitanya said, I'm so happy to see you. It's so kind that the king has released you. Oh, it's not just kind. When I told the king that you wanted me to come here, such love. Seeing the love that Prataparudra Maharaj has for you, I could understand. I don't even know what love is. Such joy he was feeling. Such love and devotion he has for you. Like, give him your mercy. And Mahaprabhu said, Ramananda Roy, you are on the topmost platform of spiritual life. No one has the capacity for loving Krishna and loving others as you have. And for someone to have rendered service unto you, surely Krishna will show his mercy upon such an individual. I am certain it will happen. Krishna will be merciful. Meanwhile, the eagerness of Prataparudra was increasing and increasing and increasing. He went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Please do something. What can I do? Mahaprabhu said he'll leave if I ask him again. The king said, what is the use of being king if the reason that Mahaprabhu will not see me is because I am king? Then I'll stop being king. What is the use of a kingdom without the mercy of such personality as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That Supreme Lord who has descended into this world to deliver all fallen souls, even Jaghai and Madhai, the most sinful person, is ready to deliver everyone except one. This very King Prataparudra Maharaj. How unfortunate I am. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I assure you, with such love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will show his mercy. I have a plan. No, there was a letter. He wrote a letter indicating, I'll become a mendicant. I'll give up my Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Dear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. No, he didn't say that. I have made a firm decision. If Mahaprabhu will not show his mercy, then I will give up the royal throne. I'll give up my royal garb. I'll take the garb of a mendicant and wear in my ear an ivory ring, the sign of a mendicant, and just live in that way. What is the use of royal treasury and position and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then showed that letter to the other Vaishnavas. And they didn't know what to do. They didn't want He's the king. And he's a great devotee. And he's a great soul. Compassion. Affection. What to do? What to do? So they came up with a plan. They would go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They wouldn't ask. They would just glorify King Prataparudra. Yeah, it's a great idea. Let's go see Mahaprabhu. They went to Gambira. Whole group of devotees. Yes, you have come. There's something on your mind. What is that something? None of you are speaking. You've come with something to say. What is it that you have to say? No one would speak. Finally, Lord Nityananda said, what are we to do? Prataparudra is ready to give up his kingdom. Just because you won't give him his mercy because he's a king. What are we to do? He's such a devotee. Mahaprabhu said, why are you asking me like this? One who is in the renounced order, if there's even a little deviation, it is like a spot on a white sheet. All attention goes to that spot, everyone will ridicule the whole sannyas ashram, and the whole spiritual well-being of the people in general will be destroyed. Everyone will criticize. What to speak of everyone? Even Damodar Pandit will criticize. If Damodar Pandit gives his permission, then I will do. All attention went to Damodar Pandit. Really on the hot seat. Damodar Pandit said, you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead, and your will manifest regardless of what anyone says. That is for certain. You will show your mercy because you're by nature merciful. That I know. Lord Nityananda then made a proposal. Well, just to sustain the life of the king, give him a piece of your outer cloth. He will not yet have your association, but he'll at least be able to live. Mahaprabhu's reply, do whatever you like. So they did. They received from Govinda one of his outer garments and gave that outer garment to the king. And the king worshipped that outer garment like he was worshipping the Lord of his life. And in his commentary, Prabhupada explains this word, tadiya. Some of our devotees are from Chicago, and on our altar, on the Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra altar, there's a what looks like a Shila, but it's not a Shila. Do you ever know what's on that altar? It's Tadiya. It's a stone from a Nisringa temple. I don't know exactly the history, but it's an object that is used in the worship of the Lord or used by the Lord. Rupa Goswami teaches this in Nectar Devotion. It's worshipable. And so, Maharaj Prataparudra to worship the cloth of Mahaprabhu like he would worship Mahaprabhu. Some time passed, and with that association of the garment of Mahaprabhu, the eagerness of King Prataparudra increased daily. How will I get a chance to see the personality of Godhead, even just for a moment? So, further exchanges, discussions, and Mahaprabhu finally conceded, bring the son of Prataparudra. Bring him here. Because the son is the representative of the father. Bring the son. And the son, when he came before Mahaprabhu, he was dressed in such a way, his complexion was very darkish like Krishna, a very, very beautiful face. He immediately, Mahaprabhu said, just seeing you reminds me of Krishna. And this is the greatest service that one can do for another, is remind one of Krishna. Spontaneously, he embraced him. And by the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prince, the son of the king, felt transcendental ecstasy just exploding in his body. Tears were coming from his eyes. His whole body was trembling just at the touch of Mahaprabhu. Every day that young son of the king would come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he became loving servant. And Mahaprabhu's great affection was going to this young boy. And when he would go home to his father, the king would embrace his father and feel ecstasy as if in the embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so the eagerness of the king increased, reaching a crescendo. Again, in talks with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the king expressed this strong desire. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I have a plan. Please be patient. When Rath Yatra comes, when the Lord goes into the garden for resting, while Jagannath is receiving his offerings, take off your royal garment, dress like a simple Vaishnav, and while Mahaprabhu is resting in the garden, you go before him and recite some prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam in glorification of Krishna, and he will give you his full mercy. Please be patient. The description in Chaitanya Charitamrita says that when Mahaprabhu saw King Prataparudra doing the menial service of sweeping with the golden-handled broom before Lord Jagannath, he then decided, I will give my mercy to this humble Vaishnav. And it wasn't just a ceremonial act. It was a genuine, humble act. That's what won the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can also take a broom and do that. To do that in the mood of humble service. That was the mood of King Prataparudra. And so Lord Chaitanya gave him that mercy as he was lying in the garden, resting on a beneath a tree, different devotees under different trees. Prataparudra came and began massaging the feet and legs of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began reciting prayers from the Rasa Leela dance section of Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto. And Mahaprabhu heard. And as he heard, he was appreciating with great ecstatic love this recitation. Go on speaking, go on speaking. And King Prataparudra spoke again, many verses. Go on speaking, go on speaking. Who are you? You're so kind to me. Again, this statement. You're reminding me of Krishna. And this service of reminding another of Krishna is the greatest service that one can render. How can I possibly repay you? The reply of King Prataparudra, not verbatim, but something to the point of, I'm a very lowly servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. that mood of humility, genuine humility, not the other kind, genuine humility and eagerness for mercy are the two qualifications that attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead to disclose himself. And that's the lesson of this, the transcendental lesson of this Leela. There's a gift. Where's Zubin? Did we pass out those photos? Huh? Have they been passed out? So in your registration packet, okay, the devotees, you'll, before you go, hopefully, you'll receive some photos as a gift from a couple of devotees that paid for the photos. One of them is a line drawing of a painting that King Prataparudra commissioned one disciple of Akreshwara Pandit, who was an artist, to make while he was king. And it's a depiction of the humility of Prataparudra. The scene is by the bank of Narendra Sarovar here in Jagannath Puri. You can see in the front its little waves. And then the shore or the bank of that kund looks like bricks. And seated on the side of the Narendra Sarovar is Gadadhar Pandit reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And behind him is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to one side, Lord Nityananda. And to the other side, Advaita Acharya. And somehow he got cropped off of the picture, but Haridas Thakur is also there. And a number of other Vaishnavas. And you'll see one Vaishnav offering prostrated dandavats before the assembly of the Vaishnavas, and that's King Prataparudra. That was his mood. We recite the Leela, but please appreciate, he commissioned the painting. And that is his mood, depicting his mood of full submission to the devotees of the Lord. Just wishing to be in their association, somehow. Hearing Krishna Katha from Gadadhar Pandit. Hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Serving the devotees in any way that he could. And getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these two, the mood of humble service and intense eagerness to achieve the goal of spiritual life. Now I remember from the previous visit that I made last yatra to Puri, those two things kind of emerged. Just not because I read it from one of our acharyas, but it emerged. It's just like, that's the mood. There's this eagerness, but there's then, you know, the separation. And when there's eagerness, there may be pride in the heart. But then you're disqualified. And the eagerness dissipates also. It becomes something else. But how to sustain? It's almost like, go, stop. Eagerness, humility. Humility would seem to check eagerness, but it doesn't. It expands eagerness. When the mood of humility comes in the form of service, when that service is there, that's the medium for receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy. Through the medium of service, there's loving exchange. When there's loving exchange, there's the mercy of Mahaprabhu. In that loving exchange. In the chanting of the holy name. In the whatever it is that we do. Serving the deity. Whatever it is that we do. The opportunity is there, just as King Prataparudra achieved the fullness of Mahaprabhu's mercy for us to achieve the fullness of Mahaprabhu's mercy. It's not a time-bound thing or an individual-specific thing. It's available to anyone. And these pastimes are there to help bring out that inspiration in our hearts. In Sridham Mayapur, once Gorkhishor Das Babaji Maharaj was approached by someone who wanted him to explain the exchange between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. And it's very confidential, that subject matter. So it was a landholder, like a zamindar, like, you know, a very, very prominent wealthy person and his servant. And the wealthy landholder was hardly able to walk because he was in such ecstasy of bhav. He had to have a servant just hold steady him so he could walk. And the landholder asked his servant how to find someone who can give this description. And I said, Gorkhishor Das Babaji is the only one I know. So we've come, and this great sadhu, he would like to get your understanding. Gorkhishor Das Babaji just dismissed the man. Said, you tell him that the way to understand the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the association of pure-hearted Vaishnavas. In a humble mood, hear the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita 100 times. And then in that mood that you hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita, you serve the Vaishnavas. Then you will understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we have no more time. Let us begin kirtan. The landholder was insulted and went away. And the devotee said to Gorkhishor, why did you know, he's a famous sadhu and everyone knows he's got this reputation, big one. Gorkhishor Das Babaji's response was two things. This man is just a pretender. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they never exhibited their transcendental emotion in this public display. This person is doing this just to get the attention of the public. I have no use for such persons. And when given the truthful answer, he feels offended, proving his disqualification. What obstacles Prataparudra Maharaj met. Now, just a little bit on meeting obstacles in the path of our devotional service. When a devotee meets obstacles, how are we to meet obstacles? What should be the mood? We're very clear what our goal is, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes this way, or comes that way, or comes some other way, we want the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Often something is seen as a tribulation because of our sense of controllership or ego or pride or some kind of contamination of the heart. And therefore these are opportunities for going beyond the waves and the whirlpools of the material energy and taking shelter. Strongly taking shelter, calling out with great eagerness for the mercy of the personality of Godhead, because these other circumstances make it very clear there is no shelter in this world. And those are words that we all can acknowledge, and when we're faced with some obstacle, we forget. Again and again and again we forget. Until we're somewhere on the other side of the obstacle, and then we realize that was the purpose And then we go along and another obstacle comes and we just like it never happened. We forget. Certainly there were obstacles in the path of King Prataparudra to achieve the fullness of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Through the mercy of the Vaishnavas and his mood of service, he stayed fixed on the goal. They kept reassuring him, stay fixed on the goal. Mahaprabhu is merciful. He will be merciful. Stay fixed in your devotion. That's how to face obstacles. And as I'm speaking, I'm thinking of obstacles I'm facing and obstacles that I know that devotees very dear to me are facing. And the challenges are sometimes very strong. That doesn't mean Mahaprabhu is not being merciful or he's ignoring the devotee. He's giving an opportunity to intensify devotion and to let go of false material shelters. That's a Vaishnava view. We're given an opportunity through obstacles to come to the Vaishnava position more strongly. It's real. And when one is situated in reality, one experiences it's real. Reciprocation. So here, this garden of Jagannath Ballabh and the gardens of here in Puri, they represent these very strong spiritual emotions. So hearing about them in this sacred place makes it even more profound. So let that mood enter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.